Let's hear about your 62-year-old man.
Oh, yeah. So this is...
It's a really interesting. Wow, what a case.
Yeah. Yeah, it is actually. So a 62-year-old man with pretty classic CLL, lymphocytosis, anemia, adenopathy, fatigue. You know, he had a pretty extensive workup with flow cytometry and markers and CD38 and ZAP70, which most of us don't use that much. He had immunoglobulin genes, which were unmutated. Again, he clearly needed treatment. Was that really necessary? I don't know. But he didn't have FISH, so we don't know what his baseline FISH was. And he was treated because of symptoms with FCR, certainly reasonable to do that. He had a lot of problems with it, cytopenias, infection, pneumonias. And after three cycles, he and the doctor both decided, you know, this is not going where we want it to go, not getting a complete response, you're having a lot of toxicity, discontinued things. And he stayed stable for a while, 6-9 months. Disease came back. They gave him bendamustine with rituximab. Again, pretty minimal response. Again, cytopenias, infections. So then I saw him, and he was pretty ill, actually, at that point. Some of it was the CLL. Some of it was all these infections he'd had. And we did FISH, and he had the deletion 17P, which I suspect was positive from the start and probably explains his rocky course with the chemotherapy.
Had it actually been tested for previously?
He had not been. That was the thing. So I don't know whether this was present baseline. I suspect it was, but don't know. But, you know, his total course was less than 2 years from the time of start to when I saw him. So could we have selected a clone? Sure. But, again, it's sort of irrelevant. And, again, at the time he was diagnosed, ibrutinib was not available the way it is for frontline. It wasn't as widely used. So, but by that time, ibrutinib was available, and I put him on it. White count goes up. Lymph nodes go down. He starts to feel a lot better. And about a month later, fever, pneumonia, pulmonary infiltrates. Yeah, it sounds just like infection like he's had before. He's pretty sick, put him in the hospital, empiric antibiotics. And then we take him off the ibrutinib thinking he needs a bronch. This could be some atypical infection, fungus, et cetera. Take him off the ibrutinib, put him on some steroids. It's a Friday afternoon. We're going to bronch him on Monday. By Monday, he's worlds better. And the pulmonary people say, we're not bronching this guy. He's fine. I go, no, we really need to know if there's infection. No, we're not bronching him. Okay, fine. So he goes home. 2 weeks later, he's better. We taper him off the steroids. I said, all right, we'll go back on the ibrutinib. Put him on the ibrutinib. A few weeks later, fever, pulmonary infiltrates. I go, you know, this really sounds like drug-induced pneumonitis, which is not supposed to happen with ibrutinib.
I never heard of that.
Neither have I. We expect it with idelalisib. We expect it with the PI3 kinase.
Crazy.
But not with this. So I went, sometimes it's staring you in the face. You got to believe it. So we stopped the ibrutinib, put him on steroids. He got better, taped him off the steroids. And now we're stuck with a guy who feels okay, CLL growing, starting to have the same fatigue, that sort of thing. I was pretty nervous about putting him on a PI3 kinase inhibitor, given the pneumonitis. So I put him on venetoclax, and he tolerated pretty well, ramped him up, did not have tumor lysis, nodes shrunk, he felt a lot better. And he's had a great response, near complete response. He still has a small clone of B cells detectable by flow cytometry, but otherwise he fits CR. And, you know, I remember as sick as he was, his daughter was getting married in 6 months, and we seriously talked about, she may want to move it up. I'm not sure you're going to be able to be there in 6 months. I can't guarantee that. And they kept it. He did beautifully, and he walked her down the aisle, and, you know, everything was marvelous. And he's actually been on the drug for quite a while now, doing perfectly well.
Wow, what a story. Amazing.